What are some of the new novel agents that are being tested right now in ovarian cancer?
Well, of course, we're looking at a whole range of biologicals. The small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitors have been sort of a disappointment for us. We've not seen much activity in GOG. The one exception may be sorafenib, which went to its second phase of accrual recently, which means that some responses were seen. But that's been the only one of the small molecule tyrosine kinase inhibitors to show promise. We're looking at enzastaurin. At ASCO, there was a report on a PARP inhibitor, which is being looked at primarily in BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations, that had some interesting activity and is going to need to be pursued further before we know about it for sure. And one other interesting agent is a monoclonal antibody, pertuzumab, that has some interesting activity in women who overexpress HER3. Basically, what they did was look at it in women who had been tested for HER2 and HER3, and those with high ratios of HER3 to HER2 appeared to have some benefit when the agent was combined with gemcitabine. So that's going to be looked at further in some trials that Genentech is planning for right now.
Now, does pertuzumab, is that just theoretically going to work in patients with a HER3 positive disease?
Well, that would appear to be the case from one early trial reported at ASCO. But I would say that the truth is we probably don't know for sure yet. What's going to happen is the study is going to be run, and you're going to analyze the patient population in quartiles, the ratio of HER3 to HER2, the top 25%, the next 25%, and so on down to see how far the activity extends.
Have there been definite objective responses seen with pertuzumab?
In this particular trial, there were, yes. But it was in the patients who had a high HER3, HER2 ratio.
Interesting. Any clinical trials out there, particularly large phase 3 randomized studies that we haven't talked about today, that you think would be worth talking about?
There are some randomized phase 3 trials in the platinum-resistant setting, first time we've had those, that are going to be completed fairly soon. One of them looks at an apothalone, patupalone, as compared to Doxil. And there almost certainly are going to be some others looking at some of the promising agents. One was reported this year at ASCO looking at Doxil compared to gemcitabine. It basically showed that the two agents were very similar. And we've had the Doxil-Topotecan comparison that the U.S. Oncology Group did that showed essentially that the two drugs were very close, maybe a slight advantage for Doxil. But you're going to see an increasing number of trials of single agents in the platinum-resistant setting trying to determine whether a new agent is superior to what most people consider to be the standard now, which is either single-agent Doxil or single-agent Topotecan.